This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. I didn't know you're in Kansas City, Missouri. Follow the smoke and listen for this.
Hi, may I help you?
Famed Gates Barbecue in Kansas City, may I help you, is a kind of mantra. Sorry to use that word in a barbecue story, by the way. It's how people standing in front of the barbecue pits greet all who walk in the door, while ribs, brisket, turkey, for all I know, pillow stuffing, sizzle, pop, and get saturated with smoke and the signature sauce of Ollie Gates, the barbecue master.
Who said I was the master?
Well,
we've been around.
Your name is synonymous.
Well, thank you. We've been around a long time. We first started in Kansas City. There were about six shacks by the tracks, or barbecue joints, as we'd call them.
Ollie Gates is the man behind Gates Barbecue Restaurants, and they are restaurants, not joints. No disrespect to joints. Ollie Gates just thought a man shouldn't have to worry about bugs to eat good barbecue, so he stresses keeping his places clean. His employees wear white shirts, which stay remarkably unsplotched, and even ties. The show is in the smoke and sauce.
Did you stand in your kitchen and say, I'm going to make a barbecue sauce that's going to knock people on the... Well,
my dad did that. My dad and my mother, yes. I would have attributed that to them.
You smell wood smoke in the restaurant, but don't wind up wearing it for most of the day. Gates uses closed pits, which trap the wood smoke and keeps it wafting through the brisket or turkey or ribs instead of your shirt, eyes, and hair. What brought us to Gates is their specialty, burnt ends. Now, to some people, burnt ends would be, forgive this phrase, but ugly. The meat is placed directly over fire and stays there to get black and blistered.
They have a tendency when you're cooking done, especially over the open fires like we do, they have a tendency to burn on the edges of the brisket that we use. And they just cut off a little bit of the meat when they're taking off a lot of fat, but most of it is primarily fat. What we really burn is what burnt ends are.
Now, some people might look at that black, blistered stuff and say, whoa, that goes in the dog's dish. But Ollie Gates says...
People don't realize that, but that's where most of your flavor is, on the outside, not on the inside. That's the one that's next to the wood. That's the one you really get the flavor.
Another feature in these days of molecular gastronomy in which foods are immersed in baths and evaporators and timed to the second, like a spacecraft re-entering the atmosphere, is that the brisket and ribs are on the fire at Gates for, well, as long as it takes. There are no timers or buzzers, just look, feel, and experience. The cooks here know when a rack of ribs is ready by how it folds.
This one, you know it's done right there. That slab is folding like that.
Cooked so tender you can fold it over like a beautifully worked baseball glove.
Mr. Gates, if I asked you what's the secret to great barbecue, could you tell me?
Personality, that's it. I mean, whatever your personality calls for and what you feel and what your tastes are all about, yes.
So let me play this out a bit. Yeah. I feel paprika.
You feel what?
Paprika.
What in the world is that? are you saying paprika?
I thought I was saying the word you just uttered, but I said it incorrectly.
Paprika.
Ollie Gates is a modern man who these days oversees his operation from a wood-paneled room in one of his six restaurants instead of the pits. Gates has been in business for six decades, but they make occasional minor menu adjustments to fit the times.
We have vegetables that we barbecue. We put them in the pit. In fact, you know, our barbecue sauce tastes great on greens, tastes great on broccoli.
But would even Paul McCartney go to Gates just for the broccoli?